The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Welcome to the court of The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Oh, my soul.
Roseanne McKenzie, I put it to you. You sneak food into the movies.
Rob! We had this conversation in private in No Is Ek Hier Geout. I'm so sick of the surprises this week. The birthday surprise was great. No wil julle vir my kom out hier. Listen.
Yesterday we were talking about accidentally criminal things you've done. And today we find out that Roz loves nothing more than to, what, sneak a shawarma into a flick.
Not every time. And please, can I just be in my own defense here? Ek is my eie legal representative, as julle dit nou hier gaan openbaar. So,
Ons is in die hof.
So, I have been known, I haven't done it for a while. If I haven't eaten, I need to eat. Otherwise, I get hangry. So, I will get like a shawarma and chips. If we're going to the place where you can eat, like the fancy movie, right? But I will also get popcorn and Coke and all of the stuff at the Heise price course.
Okay.
I sal dat ook kry. So I'm still supporting the cinema house, but I sometimes need to, you know, get a young protein and a shawarma there with my carbs as well.
My lord, my lady, members of the jury, I'd like to put into mitigating factors. The accused gets hangry and no one wants that. I feel like this is a solid defense that would hold up in court.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
I have one question, though. Like, when you buy your shawarma meal, do you buy that with the Diet Coke as well? And then do you take the Diet Coke from the movie house as well?
No, I take the movie house Diet Coke. I'm still buying my tray of goodies. Mm.
Is shawarma not a very saucy, drippy thing to eat in the dark?
I bought it half before the movie. I bought it just 10 minutes before I could gaan eat.
Are there any other foods apart from shawarma that you would recommend for a movie?
Pizza.
Surely you're ordering that at the cinema, though.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. But they sometimes, soms is die kos wat by daai cinema beskikbaar is, hulle is nie oop nie. So then, what must I not do? Just survive on popcorn and Coke Zero. No, thank you.
At least now you can use the pizza box to carry the stuff from the movie house into the cinema.
Have you ever taken those trays from the cinema home with you by mistake?
What is this, guys?
I'm just asking.
Yes.
Yes, you have.
I have. But only the one. And it was when they just changed them from the plastic, from the paper ones, man. Now everybody's going to come for me and think I'm a crimer. I'm not a crimer. Dit was so net die papier truitjies vervang het met die plastiek goed. En ons was al vier, my hele gesin. Ons was by een of ander animated movie ding. En toe stap ons allemaal uit. Maar hoe is het moeilijk dat Chris en al bij mijn kinders hulle treis achtergelos het, maar my trei is tans in my huis.
In jouw huis, there we go.
I will give it back.
Members of the jury, you've heard the accusations against one Roseanne McKenzie. 0848500942, please deliver your verdicts, guilty or not guilty.
I'll give it back.
Roseanne McKenzie, sneaking things into the films.
Weet jy wat is vir my net rarig so geruststellend? Wat 'n mooi Afrikaanse woord.
Ja.
Geruststellend is die hoeveelheid mense wat rarig net vir my opkom en wat vir my net vereenselwig met die feit dat daar is ander kosse wat 'n mens dalk voor lus is in die movies en dan kan jy dit eet. Neo sends the best message.
What does Neo say?
A while ago, with my partner into the cinema, we sneaked pizza and chicken wings. We took the pizza out, wrapped it in a tissue, and put it in her bag.
Somebody else who's snacking in the cinemas, Jessica and Centurion Gannett.
Hi, goedank jy
self. Jy het nie gedink jou boodskap gaan jy op die radio opeindig nie, nee?
Nee.
Jessica, tell us, what did you sneak into the cinema and how did you eat it?
I snuck in some mug and bean chocolate mousse cake and forgot to take some takeaway forks and had to eat it with my hands.
Out here looking like Bruce Bogtrotter from Matilda.
No!
Just shoving that chocolate
not
cake in
Bruce
the face.
Bruce Bogtrotter.
Hey!
That's... was it lekker geweest, Jess?
Yes, and it's dark in the cinema, you know, and I was just having the time of my life.
You can't tell exactly how much chocolate you've got smeared all over your face because you got...
Exactly. And then the other thing is, and Rob, we had this conversation actually years ago when we had just started our show about the person that you are down at heart. is the person that you are when you eat your popcorn in the cinema. When you know it's dark, it's a handful and a handful. So I know that you were eating that cake just like no one was watching.
It was amazing. I highly recommend a slice of Mug and Beans chocolate mousse cake in the cinema.
By hand. Jess and St. Jurian on Sevier by Donkey Word. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Brendan says, the rule of no food is just an urban myth. I'm taking a Woolies roast chicken to the movies next. Show me the rule that says I can't.
Brendan.
Turn
down your radio for me in the background there, please.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to announce because I'm driving.
Sorry. Did you, according to that WhatsApp, did you actually eat a roast chicken in the cinema?
Yeah, I did. I figured it was about the same price as a box of popcorn, and I would enjoy a roast chicken much more.
Get your protein, fam.
Did you share, yeah. Mabry? Did you share with someone?
No, I didn't. The other person decided they wanted a box of popcorn. They thought eating a chicken was too feral for them.
It is a little feral, dude. It's a bit feral. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, I had a great time.
Self-care.
What was the movie, by the way?
It was one of the Marvel movies. I think it was Thor: Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder is a perfect movie for a whole roast chicken on your own, like a animal in the cinema. Really.
Or like one of those Viking warriors.
Yeah, it makes you feel
warriors.
A bit like Thor, keep getting in character.
Do you know how irritated I'd be if I went along to the movies and all I can smell is roast chicken from some random dude sitting in the dark behind me? I'd be the murin.
Geniet it. You would just be
that
the murin.
That sounds a bit like a you problem.
I mean, fair enough. If you're not going to share, it's definitely a me problem, dude. It's definitely a me problem.
Yeah. I'm all for eating the roast chicken in the cinema, but what happens when you get to the chicken breast? Because that's the dry part. You know what I mean? Like, the nice parts are nice to eat, but then the chicken breast is like...
Do you think you could just tear off the breast and dunk it in your Coke?
Yeah. You're going to take a 2-liter cold drink.
Yeah, you see. You dunk it in the Coke and you can carry on with your day. Brendan, you're an animal. We appreciate
what
you.
What a legend. Thanks for listening, Brendan.
Thanks, dude. There we go.
There are some legends out there. Listening to this show, and
the
I'm
next
here
time
for
we
it.
Go to the movies, are we taking a whole roast chicken and a piece of chocolate mousse and just eating them with our hands?
Don't forget your anachuama.
Living.